Andrew, I see tomorrow Paul's going to coach in his 1500th NHL game. He's one of only six NHL coaches to have ever done that. How would you describe his coaching style and, as a player, what you appreciate about it?
His coaching style. I don't know. I think, he, especially as a young guy coming in, he kind of gives you the freedom to be yourself and to, you know, make plays and you know, not, you know, reprimand you for trying too many things, I guess. So it's, you kind of, as a young player, you feel that freedom a little bit, not to, you know, be clenching your stick at all times. But, I mean, coaching style, I mean, he's always preached, you know, hard gaps. So that means just, like, playing in their face, you know, not giving them any time and space, making sure, you know, our forwards are always on top of, you know, their D and our D are right on top of their forwards, so not giving, you know, a lot of space to create plays.
Considering how young this team got in the offseason, it speaks really good how good of a job he's done as well, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, definitely handling young players can be tough, especially, you know, I think he's had to adapt over the course of his career, you know, from when he was, you know, I guess he started in the league when he was, what, like 28. So the league's gotten a lot different from then, and so I'd be a young guy at that point, right? So I think he's learned to adapt and obviously done a great job of it, learning how to handle, you know, so many young guys in our room.
Could you imagine being an NHL coach at 28?
No.
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it'd be tough for sure. I guess walking into the room and having guys that are, you know, older than you and, you know, been around for a little bit. Definitely be intimidating. So I guess he's definitely had to learn how to, you know, build relationships with those guys and learn to earn their respect, because that'd definitely be a hard job.
I'm going to ask you from a quarterback standpoint, what did you think of the low-scoring Super Bowl yesterday?
Well, I guess you appreciate it, right? I mean, both defenses are playing fantastic. I mean, Talib and Peters are two of the best corners in the game right now for LA. So you knew it was going to be tough to move the ball on them, but they figured it out. They figured out, you know, just go five wide, get, you know, tight ends and fullbacks on the outside, let them, you know, get matched up by their corners, and then Edelman just kind of abuses their middle linebacker. So, you know, what, he had 10 receptions for 140 yards, not bad. So, it's for me, it wasn't a drag to watch, because it was kind of the intricacies of the matchups and, you know, what New England was trying to do on offense, and then, you know, their defensive plan for both teams was fantastic. So it was still an interesting game for me to watch.
Flores did a good job calling for the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Goff looked, you know, flustered a little bit. So, but he had a fantastic year. You know, McVay is an offensive genius. So, you know, everyone has their day, I guess. It was kind of the Patriots' day yesterday. But, you know, I'm sure we'll see the Rams back there again soon.